Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, According to Your Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Whatever is born of God is an overcomer. Overcomes the world. And this is how it's done. This is how you do it. This is the victory that overcomes the world. If it's in the world, you can whoop it. Now, whoop is worse than whipped. If you got whipped, you might recover. But if you've been whooped, you've been put down. The devil's been whooped. Amen. Jesus is the one what whooped him. Yes. Yeah, he did. Yes. The devil's been stripped. He's been brought to naught. He's under our feet. That means we're the winners. We're the winners. We're the winners. We're the winners. Here's the phrase the Lord gave me last night. Winners don't whine. Winners don't whine. So we're about to enter the no whining zone. The Spirit, Brother Hagin, my father in the faith, who's in heaven now, he used to say this occasionally. He'd say, the spirit of faith is the spirit of victory.
Amen.
And that is the truth. The spirit of faith is what? It's not the spirit of depression. It's not the spirit of defeatism. It's the spirit of victory. The spirit of faith. In 2 Corinthians 4:13, they can just put it on the screen for us. 2 Corinthians 4:13 says, we having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, therefore have I spoken. We also believe and therefore speak. What you say is your faith speaking, or it can be your doubt and fear speaking. Well, if you have a spirit of faith about you, you can hear it in the tone of what you say. Yes, the words, but not just the words, the spirit of it, the tenor of it, the tone of it. I know Brother Hagin used to talk about when he pastored that he would minister to people that were sick and needing help, and they had some amazing miracles of people that received. But then they had a few people that didn't receive. And he talked about how you could tell when people were responding right and they weren't. He mentions this one lady that had not been making progress, He went to visit her, and they were talking about the Word and talking about, when they left, I guess it was Miss Aretha asked him about her and about what he thought about her progress. He shook his head. He said, no, not doing well. He said, what do you mean? He said, in all this time, the whine has never left her voice. The whine has not left her voice. She still got a whine in the way she talks. Is that the spirit of faith?
No.
It's not. And it's not the spirit of victory. The Lord spoke to me, winners don't whine. What do winners do? Help me out. Winners win. That's not a trick question. Winners win. And what do whiners do? Whine. This is not tricky. Whiners don't win. Whiners whine. Winners win. Too busy winning to whine. Or you can be too busy whining to win. What is whining? I knew you'd want to know. One of the best definitions I could find. Basically, to whine is to complain. But it's to complain in a specific way. To complain in a feeble, annoying way. To complain in a feeble, annoying way. Has anybody ever heard kids whine? What does a child whining sound like? I don't have any candy. I couldn't go to the playtime. I high pitched, pitiful, weak, and annoying. Annoying. Somebody say annoying.
Annoying.
Now let's say you're on a road trip. And some little ones in the back have decided to whine about some, how much longer is it going to be? How much longer? Are we there yet? Are we there? I'm hungry. I'm hungry. I need to stop. How does that move you? Does it endear them to you and cause you to want to bless them? Now, that's usually not the response. The response is, if you don't hush back there, if you make me have to pull this car over. Do you know why your response is that way? Because you're made in the image of God. You don't like it. Because he doesn't like it. And whining will not make him want to draw close and bless you. Because it is faithless. Whining is being faithless. Selah. Let's think about that. Brother Hagin said concerning the woman that wasn't receiving, the whine never left her voice. Did you hear that? Yes. It's not just about what she was saying, it's the spirit of it. There's no faith in it. It's a feel sorry for me. Poor pitiful me. I don't have. I can't do. A lot of times, one of the worst questions you could ask somebody is, how are you doing? Might as well sit down. This is going to take a while, right? How are you doing? And a lot of times, people even ask that in a pitiful voice. How are you doing? Unbelief is everywhere around us. It contaminates everything around us. And you can hear it. In the tone of the voice, in the sad looks. Well, it's hard. It is hard. If you're just going through what I was going through, you might whine a little too. Somebody said this, I don't know who said it, but they said, when you run out of whine, the pity party's over. But as long as you're whining, it's going on, isn't it? Poor pitiful me. I don't have. I need. I can't do. This only goes one direction. Worse. Down. I need is not faith language. Faith will even call those things that be not as though they were. Let the weak say, I'm weak. I just feel so weak. I just can't. Y'all pray for me. I just can't get around like I used to. You know, it's bad getting old. Man, getting old is bad. And I try to, nobody will come see me. Wonder why. Who wants to hear whining for 3 hours? And the first hour is whining about why you hadn't already come to see me. And there they are to see you. That's not going to make them want to come back any sooner. I've ministered to people with physical problems for decades in the first part of our ministry, especially. That's what I did every day, all day. I've seen people in the worst of situations. And I learned this tremendous truth. You don't have to be mean just because you're sick. I've seen people hardly had anything wrong with them. But they were a bear to be around. So ill, so short, so rude, so demanding, and they excused it all because of their little ache or their pain. And I've seen people that were in such pain and at death's door, and all they want to talk about is what's going on with you. And so nice and kind, you could tell they could barely pay attention and focus because of the pain that they're in. You don't have to be mean just because you're sick. And if you want to get worse and stay in that shape, you yield to it and whine and complain, and it'll get worse. But how many believe all things are possible with God, and all things are possible to him that believes? But if you're going to be in faith, the whining has to end. And you got to have a different spirit about you. Not the spirit of a poor, pitiful me, not the spirit of a defeated one, but the spirit of an overcomer. The spirit of victory. You talk victory no matter what you're feeling, no matter what you're experiencing.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, According to Your Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me